Hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Today, we catch up with Divya Gupta. Divya is a functional nutrition coach and educator. Having gone through her own health challenges and watching her mother go through the same, at 20, she lost her gallbladder, and at 25, she was diagnosed with Hashimoto's. She made the decision to take personal responsibility for her own health and avoid the pill for the ill approach offered by modern medicine. So please sit back and enjoy this episode of Total Wellness Radio, and be sure and connect with Divya on all of her social links in the show notes. And as always, we appreciate you making Total Wellness Radio a part of your day. Good day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Total Wellness Radio. As always, we are grateful that you chose to tune in and make us a part of your day. I have Divya Gupta. She is with me from California. Divya, thank you so much for taking the time to be on Total Wellness Radio.
Thank you, Dan, and I'm so excited for our conversation, and really thank you for having me on.
You have an extensive background, not only in personal experience with your health, with family health, but also your professional journey. And I really want to just take the time over the next half hour or so and really dive into all of that information for our listeners. And in getting started, just share with our listeners, what was it, you know, the catalyst or the event that put you on the path to natural health?
No, absolutely. You know, a lot of us in this space come in either with our own health journey or somebody near and dear to us that we have seen. And yes, I wish I knew while I was growing up that this is what I wanted to do, but no. You know, I'm an Indian immigrant. I came to the U.S. now, gosh, almost 20 years ago. And a very stereotypical path. I did my undergrad in computer science engineering in India, and I came here for my master's in information systems and management. I went to Carnegie Mellon, and then, you know, the dream, the American dream, you know, I got into corporate America. I worked for a top four consulting firm. And my health, and you know, my health journey, and you know, I never thought in a million years I would be doing this. You know, I am 40. I would be doing this. But my health journey started while I was back home in India. At the age of 20, I woke up one night with gallstone attacks. I didn't know that at that time, but I'm like, I just woke up one night, my stomach is hurting, my stomach, because it's all in a general area. And I'm pacing the room. I'm like, okay, I must have eaten something funny. And this episode just keeps repeating every night. Like, finally, after a few nights, I tell my mom, okay, I've been waking up. I don't know what's happening. And, you know, and it kept happening. And a few nights, you know, the pain just got intense every time. And all I could do was just pace the room. Like, I couldn't sit down. I couldn't do anything. After a few, like, going to the doctors, trying different things, not figuring it out, after a month or so, it finally got diagnosed as gallbladder stones. You have gallstones. And there was some sense of relief that at least I know what it is. But honestly, I didn't know what the gallbladder is and what it did at that point. And, you know, we go to the doctor, the endocrinologist, and the solution is, oh, we can just take it out. You don't need that organ. You can live without that organ. And, you know, you trust your medical doctor, you know, their best interest. And I was 20, I was giving my exams for my final year of engineering, and I was preparing for my GREs to come to the US. I'm like, yes, get me out of this pain, whatever it's needed to be done. And I had planned the surgery, it can be after my exams, but no, you know, life had other plans and it doesn't wait for it. And one fine night, Dan, oh my God, the pain was excruciating. I've been through childbirth and I would still say, and I had back labor too, I would still say the gallbladder stone pain was worse than that.
Wow.
I will take childbirth any day.
Wow.
If we do it again. So I had to be rushed to the ER one night because the pain wouldn't stop. I'm throwing up, and then I had to get an emergency surgery, get the gallstones out. And, you know, they showed me the bottle of all stones, and I'm like, oh, those little things. But, you know, the pain went away. I went back to my normal life, and things felt fine. And I came to the U.S. after that for my master's. And even then, you know, now in hindsight, I think I had dealt with some IBS too, because it was a stressful environment I was in, coming to a new country. You know, you're going to an Ivy League school, you're looking for an internship, looking job, and I would have these abdominal pain around stressful situations that, you know, you just power through it when you're young, you know, you can just muscle it through and get by. It wasn't until I was almost 25. I was living in New York City at this time, working for a top four consulting firm. I was traveling a lot, eating out, and I would be in so much pain. Like my muscles would just hurt. And I remember going to the doctor, and she said, I still remember it to this day. I can picture myself back in that room. It's all in your head. You're so young. Leave. And I'm like, okay, I don't feel good, right? And I would sleep for hours. I get and still tired. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And then again, by accidentally, my go like not I go to my OBGYN for a regular checkup. She's like, oh, your thyroid seems inflamed. You need to go to an endocrinologist. And then, yes, I get diagnosed with Hashimoto's. Synthroid is given to me, and off you go. And knowing that what I know now and what you know now, like, our gallbladder and our thyroid is connected. They have a role to play. And if the doctor at that point taken a closer look or tried my, maybe my organ could have been saved. Maybe my Hashimoto's could have been caught early and maybe put in remission. But yeah, at that point, even then, when I connected a dot, what my mom had been through is a very similar journey. She got diagnosed with Hashimoto. She lost her gallbladder just a couple of years before me, even though she didn't have any pain. They took it out. And then after my Hashimoto's diagnosis, she got diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And I saw her life quality degrade. All the steroids and the pain she was in, I remember that. And that's when I'm like, okay, if I don't do something, I'm following the same path just a couple of decades before her. And, okay, what can I do? And that's what got me into, okay, what can I change? What can I control? So it started with nutrition and lifestyle. And boy, it made a huge difference. And I was like, what? This work? Just changing, not stopping dairy for some time, a gluten. I'm not bloated all the time. I have better energy. And it didn't happen overnight. It make it sound, but it was just staying consistent and just, adding layers of, okay, changing one habit over another habit. And over years, I saw a huge improvement in my health, my energy, even though I wasn't overweight. But now when I go look back pictures, Dan, I was definitely 10 pounds or 15 pounds heavier. Like, yeah. And that's when my love affair with holistic nutrition started. And I'm like, I want to learn more. It was just one of them. Like, I want to learn more. What else do I need to know? And that's when I decided in 2018, go back to school. I went to Bauman College and got my holistic nutrition degree. I'm also now earlier this year graduated as a restorative wellness practitioner because, I started seeing results with my clients, but I wanted to get the transformation. So really diving into GI MAP stool testing, getting to know the microbiome and food sensitivity testing has been a game changer. So that's how my journey started. It was with my own struggle, and I think what lit the fire was, I don't want the same path. I don't want to follow the same path that my happened to my mom. I want a different future for myself.
You know, it's so fascinating to me that your story is it's unique to you, it's original, right? But it's not uncommon, unfortunately. We have so many people all across the country who are practitioners. You know, my father was a lay practitioner from 1974 to 1998. He did it self-educated and worked on us kids and family and wives and, you know, and so that's what his journey was. He didn't really go formal as a master herbalist until 1998 when we actually started the clinic. So there's so many similarities. We did that because my grandfather had Parkinson's. He shook real bad and the procedures basically failed. He was non-responsive to the meds, but the meds had terrible side effects. And that's what drove him. And then ultimately I joined him in 1983 on my educational path in 83 to kind of follow in his footsteps. But they're so similar, and it's always wonderful to hear and share with listeners people's origin story, what put them on this path. It wasn't money motivated. It wasn't that they always wanted to be a doctor. It's that they had to become their own best doctor in order to protect themselves and their family.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, with my son, I say, we talk about, hey, we may all look different from the outside, but we are the same from the inside. It's very similar. Our experiences or, how it happened to us is different, but we all had similar experiences dealing with it. Absolutely.
When you're working with people, I want to dive in kind of the career side a little bit, and then we're going to get into some specifics on the thyroid gut microbiome connection that I'm really excited about you sharing more information on with our listeners. But As you're working with somebody else and helping them restore their health, what do you find personally the most fulfilling aspect of that as a practitioner?
You know, it's making some of the goals possible that they didn't think that was possible for them. You know, people sometimes are just retired to the fact that this is how the life is going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to be in pain, or that's how my bathroom habits are going to be, or feeling bloated. We just feel that's how life is, and that's not how it's supposed to be. So when one of the first feedback I get from when I start working with my clients is, I have more energy.
Yeah.
And they don't even know that they were lacking in energy until they start making the changes, and they, I'm like, yes, that's how it starts.
Yes.
So, you know, that's the most fulfilling work. And, you know, I still have those messages that my clients have sent, you know, I'm grateful for the day I met you. You just changed not just my life, my family's life, because it's not, you know, when they change, people around you, you know, your family, you start adopting, they start seeing and they start changing their habits. And it's just amazing to see that transformation.
Yes. You know, you touched on something that we love sharing with people, is that a person can come to us, and I know you've had this experience. It's, you know, they have headaches. I just want to get rid of the headaches. I want to sleep better. And, but it's like when you start doing the right thing, the body has this ripple effect of improvement, and it encompasses all these other things that may or not have been on their radar at the time, but then they do exactly what you just said. Oh, I feel so much better. I have more energy. I have more stamina. Hey, I've lost 5 pounds. I didn't even try. How did that happen? You know, and they think, it's the mindset that modern disease management has groomed people into thinking that if you have a weight issue, that's a standalone issue, and nothing else has any impact or connection to when you start actually applying the right lifestyle and dietary habits, that it's this ripple effect of improvement. So I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Oh, absolutely. Nothing in our body works in isolation. Our body is so multifaceted, you know, and it performs different functions. So everything's interconnected.
Yes.
And that's what, you know, when we dive into the thyroid and the gut and the microbiome, it's all interconnected, and the thyroid is under base of your neck, and your gut is in your abdomen. And then how is it connected? Oh, yes, it is. And, you know, a lot of my clients will be like, I want to lose weight. That's their objective. They want to lose the weight. And okay, I'm like, you know, that's an after effect. You and I know we have to work through the inflammation, the digestion. And then we start talking about their daily bowel movements. And that's when, people don't even know. Oh, we're supposed to go every day and not one every other day.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't have, you know, I have the Bristol stool chart. Maybe it's too much for inflammation. I'm like, sure, tell me. And it's okay. And we don't have those conversations in conventional medicine anymore. Nobody wants to know that level of detail because that is a report. I tell my client, that's a report card your body is giving you every day of how you're doing.
Yes.
Pay attention.
I love it when the little kids come in and they don't understand why we talk about poop so much. But it's a regular occurrence almost every exam. Hey, how is that area of your body performing, you know?
Oh, my son is still in the poop butt phase. Sorry, the full list of this conversation is, and I'm like, oh, get out of that phase at some point. But it's basic, as you know, when if all of you who are parents, we obsessed over that, our kid going to the bathroom, and, you know, we obsess over that, and somehow we lose that as we age.
Yeah.
So.
What would you say is the greatest challenge that you face? I mean, we know what's fulfilling, right? We're both on the same page there, but what's the biggest challenge that you have to overcome usually with your clients to get them on that path, to position them to thrive?
I think number one is mindset. I can give you all the tools. My job is easy. I can give you, these are the supplements, these are the nutrition lifestyle. You have to follow it. And that is hard, the mindset, the positive mindset, and believing that it will happen. And again, the Western medicine has put us into this ways that you take the medication and, you know, symptoms go away, right? They want a quick fix. They want a magic pill. And I'm like, I wish there was a magic pill. I would bottle it up and sell it and make tons of money. But unfortunately, there isn't. So, and it takes time. And just, you just have to stay consistent and disciplined. And, you know, if they slip up and then, you know, they get into guilt and very being self-critical. So I would say mindset is the number one that I have to work with. And on, like, a lot of times, sometimes the conversation just mindset, positive mindset, you know, what have you done in your life that you worked hard and you saw a result? You know, I have to sometimes go back to those conversations. And number two is, you know, on my hope and wishes, people don't wait, please don't wait for a diagnosis to start doing this work.
Yes.
You know, a lot of time, you know, they, until things get really bad, they don't seek out other holistic means. You know, they want to go to a doctor, go through insurance, and hopefully things will change there too down the road. But, and I always say, don't, you know, it'll just get, it will only take that much longer and harder. But, you know, start earlier. You know, your body's always sending you messages, little nudges, pay attention and start changing your diet, your lifestyle. It's like a bank account. You could pay you dividends, not now, in your 10 years, 20 years later. Yep. So those are the hard parts. Some people want to work, but they're not ready. They're thinking. And I'm like, you know, everyone makes decisions at their own time. So the mindset and waiting for, it's not that bad. I can manage it on my own and use Dr. Google.
Don't get me on the cyberchondriac, okay? That's just not, you know, the smallest a problem ever is the moment we know we have one. That's the smallest a problem ever is. And so I totally agree with you. We have to position these folks to really understand that the best results are achieved by those who take an active participation in getting those results. It's a collaboration, not working on people as a practitioner, but working with them. So I totally appreciate how you're putting that out.
Absolutely.
When it comes to your products, your services, your education, there's kind of three pieces, kind of a three-legged stool, right, that supports us in our clinical practice. How do you, and what's your primary focus, I want to ask, with clients? Is it initially the education piece, and then here's how we deliver the services and the products? Or kind of take me through just a brief, you know, 3 to 5 minutes of this is, I'm coming to you as a client, position me to thrive, and share with me some of those steps.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so education is one of the, you know, it's important to me, because if you don't know the why, it'll be very hard for you to implement. So that's something I pride on, you know, everyone get educated why we are doing what we are doing. But, you know, I really help my clients first, let's connect the dots, because nothing that has happened to them now is a result of what happened to them yesterday, the week before, or even last month. It's an accumulation of how they've lived their life and what's happened to them over time, that your body is finally showing signs. So really first helping them connect those dots to, hey, you know, you could have been a lot of antibiotics as a young kid that played a role in how your gut microbiome is. You know, a lot of the women come to me, they've been on birth control pills for a long time, and that changes your nutritional, you have nutrition deficiency. Then the toxins, you know, that's all around us and what you could have been exposed through environment and our foods. So really educating them about that to figure out, okay, what in the end, what is their goals? My services, I work on with one-on-one clients. That's primarily my focus, working one-on-one with them. And I work with them, you know, over a period of 3 to 4 months or 6 to 9 months, depending on what the health goals are, where they are in their journey. And education, I won't say it's a separate, but it's part of it. As we go, each step is educating them about, you know, nutritional changes. I also do kids cooking as well, teaching, and, you know, people don't know what is protein used for, what is a protein, or, you know, why do we need vitamins, why do we need to eat healthy food to get healthy. I'm like, what does that mean? I'm sorry for people not, you know, I'm just like, they're just not sure. So education is part of it, and, you know, once we know the why, we're able to make the change. Hey, you need to sleep at a time, but why? How does it change? How does it help in detoxification? And connecting the dots for them, it's really been helpful for the clients who have seen the results that they have seen.
Yeah.
So, but I love teaching. I love doing these podcasts because it's, you know, fun conversation and, you know, just to reach more people. So I work with two nonprofit organizations in the area as well. Number one, it's Kids Cooking for Life, where You know, I teach third, fourth, and fifth graders actually at my son's school after school program, because cooking is a life skill. It's just as needed as swimming. If you don't know how to cook and feed yourself, you're going to rely on restaurant foods as you grow out, and that's going to lead to bad health event down the road. So I do that, and also with another organization called Banyan Women Collective, where they really want to democratize health education and nutrition education to all communities. And, you know, money should not be a factor for people who can't afford. So I really believe in their mission. So I do a lot of education classes and cooking classes with that organization and with the local university in the area as well, where monthly they have me on for the health and wellness section for the employees. So I love educating. I love talking about, you know, I can talk about this all day long. And my service is really helping them figuring out what their goals are. And they start with weight loss. That's the number one. I want to lose weight. But then once we dig deeper, we figure out everything else that needs to, we need to improve. And weight loss is just a cherry on top. It's just an effect of sleeping well, eating better, reducing inflammation, and the weight just comes off.
Are the kids excited about the class? I would love to come to one, by the way, or do one here in Cheyenne. I mean, when I first heard about this, Lauren mentioned this to me, and when I first heard about the kids' cooking class, I thought, oh, that's brilliant. Raise up the next generation to be healthier, and the moms will help you.
Absolutely. You know, you always have an open invitation if you're in the area or invited to my class. And if you want to do one in Wyoming, we can do. I do virtual classes too. So I've hosted virtuals. I figured the whole thing. So we can absolutely make it happen. And it's just fun, you know, for when they touch their food and the kids touch their food and they feel, and then they can get more curious to try it, to try something new. That's always my challenge to my kids in the class. Be curious, try a bite. And we talk about positive food language and things that we shouldn't, but it's fun. And a number of kids, I don't eat that. I don't eat tomatoes. I had a kid who said, I don't do vegetables. I'm like, in my head, that's why your mom wanted you in this class.
Now, did the parents attend the class with the kids?
No, it's just the kids.
Really? Wow. Have you had parents get a hold of you afterwards and say, well, I didn't know that, and this is interesting information, and I getting excited about learning and cooking with their kids, that type of thing?
I haven't, but that would be great. You know, they probably don't know how to get hold of me, or they should. But no, that would be good to learn, because I always ask the kids after they finish cooking, have you cooked? They have the quesadilla and some of their favorite recipes, they have made it. I'm like, it's just getting in the kitchen and trying it out.
That is a wonderful program. When I first got wind of that from Lauren, I thought, you guys are onto something big. I think, focusing a lot of effort on that, anything we can do to support that, let us know, because, the kids are, if you can reach the moms who tend to be more interested in their health and performance than men only, they don't want to be hungry or be in pain, right? It seems. But if you can reach the moms and reach the kids, that's how you're going to change a generation about people's relationship with food. And you,
absolutely,
you touched on it. You said the right language, the right wording with food. Can you expound on that a little bit? Because people's relationship with food is so far and removed from what it needs to be in order to be healthy.
No, absolutely. Like in the class, we set basic, set the rules up front. So the positive food language, if you take out the word, it's gross, it's icky, I don't like that, I hate it, to, hey, I'm curious about it, or I don't like it, but I'm open to trying. Just opening up that the positive versus negative. So we don't call anything icky or gross. So just changing that language, and I'll catch the kids saying, and then they'll catch themselves, oh, I just don't like it, but I'm open to trying. So changing that language, and as a mom, and being surrounded with other mom friends, a lot of kids these days, they're very picky eaters. They're not eating as well. They're like, how do you get your child to eat vegetables? It's a big problem. And sometimes that makes me worry of future generation.
Yep.
It's going on. There is a bigger problem. And that's something in the future I would love to dive into my own career. Like, they are a future.
Yes.
If they're not healthy, it's going to impact their mental health. And we're seeing a huge rise with mental health challenges too. And How are they going to live up to their potential?
Yep.
Not you know, healthy, so.
You deliver a wonderful online class and the cooking class for the kids, but that prompts me to kind of announce also that you actually have another class coming up later next week. Now's a great time. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's get the announcement out there and how people can connect with you on that. And then we can maybe give us an overview of some of the key points that that class is going to be touching on as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. Lauren, whose name has been mentioned a few times, Lauren and I, myself, are collaborating next week on a class on the balanced holiday blueprint. Because, you know, the holidays coming up, the stress level goes up and, you know, you're indulging in more alcohol and, you know, foods and sugars, and everyone's health is put on the back burner. So we really wanted to have this class, this holiday balance blueprint, where we show the interconnection between your gut, stress, blood sugar, and digestion.
Excellent.
It's all connected. So we're really going to be diving into educating people why is digestion important? You know, it's absorption more than digestion. And then what is the role that gut plays in digestion? What happens to digestion when we are stressed, and the blood sugar, you know, foods also contribute to blood sugar imbalance, even when you're stressed, and how it plays a role, and how can we balance this in the holidays, and, you know, provide them with some simple tips and strategies that don't cost a thing. Just getting mindful about their diet, about their lifestyle, to have a really wonderful holiday season without, you know, without feeling like crap through it. And okay. And then come January, and then we see all the dry January coming up because they want to detox. You know, why wait for January? You can start in December in a healthy fashion. So that's coming up next week. So if, you know, we'll put the information out if people are interested. It's a free masterclass. It's here to join for an hour on December 13th. So we'll send the registration link in the show notes.
Absolutely. Excellent. Thank you so much. December 13th. We will make sure and get the word out on that, because I think it's something that's really critical. You know what? One of my mentors, John Christopher, always said, drink your solids and chew your liquids. And nowadays, the terminology is, well, there's a mechanical process to digestion and then a chemical process. The chemical also, but you got to have mechanical. And what we find is people swallow chunks of food. Have you noticed? They don't chew their food properly. That's just one of the most amazing habits that if I could get clients and stress to them to understand that if they would chew that to a very slimy, liquidy bolus before they swallow it, that they're going to improve the digestion noticeably.
Absolutely, because such a fast culture, right? We are watching when we are working, we're watching when we're watching TV, just the go, go, go culture, eating in the car, and we have forgotten some of the basic, you know, education, or like that, you know, Ayurveda or Chinese medicine. From they already knew that chew your food, sit down, you know, get into a parasympathetic nervous system state so your digestion can kick in. And I'm guilty of it too. There are times, you know, I'm part of this culture, I go and then I have to remind myself, okay, 5 deep breaths before I start eating, and chew, count till 20 before, you know, I do my best. You know, we are human, but I agree, getting my clients just chew your food, that's my tip for today. Just chew your food
chew
for
your
next
food.
Week.
Yeah, that's a great tip, and everyone needs to practice it. Give us just a couple of three or four comments about the thyroid gut, you know, the microbiome relationship, and some of the things that you had shared with me in our email with one another. I think it's fascinating to help people understand the concept that everything is connected and it has that influence. If you can kind of walk us through some of that, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. I know this topic can take a whole hour.
I know.
And maybe at a future date, we will just do a more in-depth review of this.
But absolutely.
As I was saying, my journey into this field started with my own Hashimoto's diagnosis, and I had lost my gallbladder already. And my mom, who went through a similar journey, and all women in my family have Hashimoto's as well and have rheumatoid arthritis. So anyone with an autoimmune condition, no matter what autoimmune condition is, you know, you potentially have a leaky gut as well. So I'm going to take a step back and really 50,000 foot view. Just the thyroid, right? You know, a thyroid is a gland that sits at the base of a neck, and it's a butterfly shaped gland, and it has a role to play in every function in your body, from metabolism to digestion, to your body temperature, to your mood. It's so underappreciated.
The immune system.
Everything, like every cell in your body, which we have trillions of, has a receptor for your thyroid hormone. And the thyroid hormone, like, you know, your brain sends a signal to your thyroid, hey, we need to produce a thyroid hormone, and it produces 93-94% is T4, which is the inactive form of the thyroid hormone, and 7-6% is T3, which is active. And this quick segue just to the gut. So our gut is just not in the abdomen. It actually starts in your mouth. It's a hollow tube that goes all the way to your anus, and it has all the supportive organs, your pancreas, your liver, your gallbladder, that supports it as well. So the gut's role is to help us, you know, not only just digest the food, it does that, but also keep any pathogens that we get exposed to, kick it out. So, you know, so we don't fall sick every time anybody sneezes or if we eat something that had a pathogen in it. Our body is so innately intelligent, it takes care of it. So the gut helps. And the gut also helps, you know, it also responsible for our immune system, right? Because it's that's how we get exposed to the outside environment. It runs our metabolism, it produces a ton of our hormones, you know, the serotonin, dopamine, the melatonin, some of it in the brain, but a lot of it in our gut as well. It produces enzymes as well that helps in the digestion. And the microbiome, we want the diversity. You know, let's call it gut bugs to keep the conversation simple. We have these gut bugs and we want a diversity. We want, you know, 500, 1,000 species. We want as many because they all play a different role. And some like to eat carbs, some like to eat fiber, some likes to eat protein. So we just need a whole host of diversity. So the thyroid hormone we talked about, you know, the whole, the conversion, our body, the thyroid hormone is just, the thyroid gland is just producing T4 and our body can only utilize T3. So the gut A plays a huge role in producing an enzyme that helps to convert that T4 to T3. So now if your gut health is compromised or you're not optimal, you're not doing enough of the conversion. So your thyroid, maybe you do your TSH test alone, it looks fine, but it's a conversion that's not happening. Mm-hmm. And that's another episode, Dan, we need to come back to and all the lab tests.
I would love to, yes.
And also the other role the gut plays is, you know, if you have constipation, if you have poor gut health, it slows down your mortality as well. And again, it could impact with malabsorption, with inflammation, and a lot of other issues. And sometimes if you have low thyroid hormone, that could also be contributing to your low motility as well. So it could be like, it's so synergistic, it's one or yep. It could be one either. And also, you know, the gut is where we are extracting all the nutrition, right? The stomach to our small intestines are involved in extracting the nutrition from the food we eat. And if you're not able to extract some of the key nutrients that are important for gut health, for thyroid health, is your zinc, your selenium, your iodine, your vitamin A, your Bs, your thyroid is not getting the nutrition that it needs. So, you know, this is again a very 50,000 foot view.
Sure.
Of you know, how your thyroid, your gut is connected with your thyroid. And that's why in my own health healing journey, I had to really work on my gut health. And, you know, running, you know, the stool test and the food sensitivity test, you know, I do all of those tests on myself and I'm going through myself protocol because we are on a healing journey. You know, nobody has a, you know, perfect environment. And until the gut get healed and getting the inflammation down and working on the foods, it will be hard to get my thyroid to start functioning optimally.
Sure.
So,
Yeah, and it's such an amazing thing. I always tell people, you know, the T4 is like Clark Kent, goes through the gut into the liver and comes out as Superman, T3, right? I mean, that's...
Oh, I love that. I'm going to be using that.
Because, and then they can get a visual. It's like, oh, okay, well, it's got to come from here to here in the gut, from the mouth to the gut tags it, we have the enzyme, the chemical reaction, and the conversion is like the little telephone booth, there's your liver, right? And boom, now we got this activated T3 and wow, I feel amazing. Well, there's a lot that can happen there that will interfere with that. I find digestion, the diet is, I mean, that is just so critical, so critical.
It's step one, and we move so far away from it on today's culture, like eating out. And if you're not reading the labels, what's in it, like that's another piece I teach my clients. You read the ingredients, you never look at the front of the label, you read the ingredient. If you don't know it, if you can't pronounce it, don't buy it.
Yes.
Why in your body?
Yeah, if you can't pronounce it, it's not food.
It's not food. It's not grown on a plant. It's made in a plant.
Thank you. That's a good. Right? I'm going to use that one. Thank you. That was a good one.
You can take it. I've probably heard it from somewhere else as well. I'm like, I like that. And you know, our liver plays a huge role with thyroid health. You know, we can, but yeah, and then we have to process all those toxins and get rid of it, and it's just adding more load. So how can we reduce the toxic load on our body, and we can control a lot of it with what we eat?
You know, I know we've just touched the surface. We've just really touched the surface. Promise me we'll do it again. We got to do it again.
Anytime you want, Dan.
We'll pick a topic and we'll deep dive, okay?
Perfect.
I'm going to shift gears a little bit with this next question just to kind of go in the direction of getting close to wrapping up. But who would you like to acknowledge or give some credit to, show some love, for influencing you on this path in your natural health journey and practitionership?
I know you shared this question with me, and I've been thinking about it. It's a good reflective journey to take place as well. And, you know, I wouldn't have started down this path if I had not connected the dots with what happened with my mom. And, you know, family, they've been very supportive. And it's funny today, it happened today when she called me too, and she listened to some of my talks, and she's like, I'm so proud of you. I just teared up, and you know, I have to give credit there. So I think that's influenced my mom, my family, and definitely all the teachers, right? You know, going back to nutrition school, again, I never thought of it, again, that I would be able to switch careers and do this, and this is my calling. So all the teachers I've had at Bauman have been tremendous, and I learned so much from them. And I do want to call out, you know, one of my teachers who's still my mentor, and I do have a monthly connection with her, Julie Thinnell. Mm-hmm. She has been so wonderful, like just to bounce ideas off, or to, you know, especially as we're growing the business, and just to talk to somebody, because it can get very lonely out here.
Oh, yes. It's so challenging for practitioners. Yes.
It can get lonely, and there's so much to know. I'm a lifelong learner. I'm still learn a ton of, you know, there's so much I don't know. And she has just been an amazing, amazing person that, you know, I reconnected and a mentor to me throughout this journey. So I do want to say thanks to her, Julie. And even my peers, like, you know, Lauren, you know, because I came from a tech world. I worked in Silicon Valley for 15 plus years. My network was all in the tech world. So, you know, shifting gears and starting this new career, you know, everyone has been supportive. It's not that there's no competition per se, you know, you would think that, but everyone is so supportive because we are all aiming for the bigger goal. We want to impact lives. We want to get people healthy and get out of the symptoms and the disease that can be reversible and live a better quality of life.
Yes.
So we have the bigger goal in life. So like, you know, someone like Lauren, who's been very supportive, and I'm so glad to call her a friend in the space that's been supportive. So, and amazing people like you, Dan, like, you know, who have been so welcoming and open arms to giving your platform to practitioners as us, you know, I'm very, very grateful and thankful for everyone that has come on my path. So a long-winded answer, but you know, I can't say thank you to my family, my teachers, my friends, and even to you, Dan. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you very much. You know, we've been given the you know, the keys to the kingdom, so to speak, in many ways when it comes to positioning people to thrive, truly thrive, in their lives. And we have an obligation, I believe, if you've developed up a large practice, you know, as we've been blessed to do. Seeing, you know, over 4,000 people a year come through our doors on an annual basis, on a national level, and I need more colleagues just like you. I need you as much as maybe you can see benefit from having me in your life, as far as from a professional collaboration standpoint. And when you've been blessed, you got to share. You have to give, you know, to serve, and that's what we do, and that's what we're called to do, I believe. Ultimately, together we can make a difference in this country and the direction it's going in its health. So I'm glad we're on the same team. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. No, thank you. Thank you so much. It's like a mutually, appreciating, but it is, It is the fact. I'm losing my thought, but
that's okay.
It's very. It can get. You know, going back to the only way, you know, true happiness comes in giving.
Yes.
Right. You know, than receiving. So that's what was when you made that point. That's so, you know, that made. I'm like, yes, that's when we find true happiness in giving and not taking. And my dad would always say, keep your hand like this, never like this. I know nobody can see it on the screen, but, you know, a giving hand then.
Over then up, yes, yeah.
Over then up. So that's so true. And I feel like, you know, we all can help and influence and we all need each other.
As we get ready to wrap this up, again, thank you so much. What a great conversation, insightful, encouraging, positive. Conversation that you and I've got to share in the last half hour or so. And again, we will do this again as we wrap this up. Give our listeners just one word of encouragement, or that mantra that you love to share with people, or that seems to kind of be repetitive as you're working with people and positioning them to get their health back. What would you like to share with our listeners in that, from that standpoint?
I would say, it can be small. Change doesn't have to be big. You don't have to go out and overhaul your life altogether. Just starting somewhere small, but just making that one positive change. And, you know, and you can see how that making, but staying consistent will slowly snowball into something big down the road.
Yeah.
So starting small, do what's possible, do what you can do and do it consistently.
That's a great, great piece of advice. Great advice. Thank you so much. For Divya Gupta in California, this is Dan Young here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, signing off for Total Wellness Radio. Thank you all so much for making us a part of your day. That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks, as always, for tuning in and making us a part of your day. If you haven't heard the news, the Ultimate Healing System, 18 Proven Steps to Achieve Optimum Health, has been re-released in a new format, a little bit smaller, easier to read. And it's available at our Country Doctor Nutritional Center website. Please check us out, and we look forward to having you join us again on a future episode of Total Wellness Radio.